This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. We actually made it to your radio this morning. We apologize. We had some computer glitches going on yesterday. You know, computers, they make our lives a lot easier. So hopefully we've got those all hammered out. If not, you'll be able to laugh at me from your radio later on today. But you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the conversation today, real simple to do, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Today is Wednesday, July 1st of the year of our Lord, 2026, 77 degrees outside under sunny skies at 7:06. And man, we got a bunch we want to talk about this morning. A plane crash in McLean County leaves two people dead. What investigators say happened. A local Arby's worker is now facing charges, accused of spitting in a customer's food. And that's not the worst part of the story. We'll explain. An Oklahoma City Police K-9 and his handler are hurt in a chase. We'll tell you what happened. An Oklahoma City man, meanwhile, is shot during an apparent domestic assault. His condition and the fate of his shooter coming up. An opportunity for kids to learn how to drive from local deputies. Best of all, it's free. We'll have all the details on that one. Plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day to lighten things up a little bit. It's a great big packed show this morning. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A new U.S. Supreme Court ruling is reinforcing Oklahoma's ban on transgender athletes competing on girls' and women's school sports teams. In a 6-3 decision, the court upheld the laws in Idaho and West Virginia, ruling the states may limit female sports teams based on biological sex. The decision strengthens Oklahoma's 2022 Save Women's Sports Act, signed by Governor Kevin Stitt, which requires girls' teams in public schools and colleges to be limited to students who are biological females. Supporters say the ruling protects the fairness in women's sports, while critics argue that it could lead to broader restrictions on transgender rights and further legal challenges over issues such as bathroom access and other policies. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into possible embezzlement involving a longtime purchasing officer at the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. County Clerk Marissa Treat says she requested the investigation after concerns surfaced about possible misconduct by the now former employee. Meeting agendas show county leaders recently discovered what they describe as fraudulent and unauthorized charges on a county vendor account. The county's Amazon accounts have since been frozen, but Commissioner Brian Mond says the county operations have not been disrupted because alternate vendors are being used. County commissioners and the budget board are expected to discuss the investigation during executive session later on today. The OSBI says that it's been investigating since June 25th. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a man was shot during an apparent domestic dispute last evening in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers were called to the area of Reno Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard around 6 p.m. on reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they found the man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital with injuries that police do not believe to be life-threatening. Investigators say a woman believed to be involved in the shooting was taken into custody. The investigation remains ongoing. Well, two people are dead after separate incidents in northeast Oklahoma City. Police say a teenage boy and girl were walking along I-35 Service Road near Northeast 36th Street at around 12:30 Monday morning when they were struck by an SUV. The girl died at the scene. The boy was taken to the hospital. Police say the driver was stopped a short distance away after allegedly running a stop sign. The 28-year-old suspect was booked into the Oklahoma County Jail and is facing multiple complaints, including second-degree murder, aggravated DUI, and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Another person was killed around 1:30 in the morning Monday as he attempted to run across northbound Broadway Avenue extension. That man was struck by at least six vehicles. A Broken Arrow woman has died after falling from a moving vehicle in Alabama. Gulf Shores police say officers responded to the Gulf Shores Parkway at around 1 a.m. on June 25th and found 39-year-old Jacqueline Chapman suffering from serious injuries. Investigators say Chapman was a passenger in a moving vehicle when she fell out. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she later died from her injuries. Gulf Shores police expressed condolences to Chapman's family and loved ones. The circumstances surrounding the incident remain under investigation. Emergency crews rescued an elderly man yesterday morning after his pickup truck was swept off a county road by floodwaters near Perry. The Barry Fire Department says the man, believed to be in his 80s, was found standing on top of his truck in the middle of a pond after being swept off County Road 80. The Stillwater Fire Department assisted in the rescue using a rope system to safely bring the man back to shore. Officials say the incident is a reminder of the dangers of driving through flooded roads and are urging drivers to remember to turn around, don't drown. A broken bow woman facing a felony charge and civil lawsuit after prosecutors say that she spit in a customer's food. 38-year-old Amanda Hendricks is charged with poisoning food with intent to injure, and she's being held on $25,000 bond. Investigators say surveillance video appears to show Hendricks spitting in a roast beef sandwich at a local restaurant. The customer, Jenica Church, later filed a lawsuit claiming that she contracted oral herpes after eating the sandwich. The lawsuit alleges Church has suffered emotional distress and lasting impacts on her family life. The allegations have not yet been proven in court. An Edmond man accused of using Snapchat to target underage girls in multiple states is now facing 70 felony charges. Court records show 30 new charges have been filed against Tegan LeBlanc, who prosecutors say posed as a 15-year-old online to contact young girls. Investigators allege LeBlanc pressured victims to send sexually explicit images and videos. The new charges stem from an out-of-state investigation. They include allegations involving victims in South Dakota and Pennsylvania. A federal jury has convicted an Oklahoma couple accused of sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl and then fleeing the state to avoid prosecution. Larry and Gretchen Tennyson were found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in Indian Country. Prosecutors say the victim reported in 2019 that the couple gave her alcohol and sexually abused her. After being charged in state court, authorities say the couple sold their belongings and then fled, eventually settling in Montana under assumed names. They were arrested more than 5 years later after a tip led investigators to their location. An Oklahoma City Police K-9 and its handler suffered minor injuries after a suspect in a stolen box truck led police officers on a chase Monday. Police say officers tried to stop the truck near Southwest 15th and South Santa Fe when the driver initially pulled over and then attempted to flee. Authorities say the K-9 latched onto the suspect as he drove away, dragging both the dog and his handler for several blocks. The chase ended when the suspect became stuck near railroad tracks and tried to run away on foot. He was taken into custody and charges are pending. One of dozens of Oklahoma laws taking effect today is the Marissa Murrow Act, which changes who can serve alcohol at weddings and other event venues. The law is named after University of Central Oklahoma student Marissa Murrow, who was killed in a wrong-way crash caused by an impaired driver back in 2020. Supporters say the tragedy exposes gaps in oversight at private events where alcohol is served. Under the new law, anyone serving alcohol at an event must obtain a special event bartender license through the Oklahoma ABLE Commission and complete in-person training. Supporters say the law will improve accountability and help to prevent over-service of alcohol at different events. 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 7:14. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, the Enola City Council has approved a 60-day moratorium on new construction in the city's heavy industrial district, temporarily halting progress on the proposed $4 billion Emirates Global Aluminum Smelter. The vote came after more than 5 hours of public comment during a standing room only meeting. Supporters say the project would bring jobs, tax revenue, and long-term economic growth to the area. Opponents raised concerns about potential environmental impacts and effects on farmland. Governor Kevin Stitt has strongly backed the project, while Attorney General Gettner Drummond has challenged it in court. Two people are dead after a small plane crashed near Goldsby in McLean County. The crash happened on Monday morning when a single-engine plane went down in a wooded area near a small airstrip. According to local reports, two men were killed in that crash. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified the aircraft and is sending an investigator to determine exactly what caused that crash. The agency is asking anyone who witnessed the crash or has information about what happened to contact investigators as that investigation moves forward. The Citizen Board overseeing Oklahoma County's new jail project says it wants more information and transparency as construction moves forward. Board members expressed concerns about not receiving timely updates on issues like the cleanup of contaminated soil discovered at the jail site on East Grand Boulevard. County officials say about $500,000 was spent removing and replacing the polluted soil, and that efforts are underway to recover some of those costs. Meanwhile, construction on the Behavioral Care Center remains on schedule, but county leaders still face a funding gap of roughly $625 million to complete the full jail project. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across Oklahoma for the 4th of July weekend, creating dangerous conditions, especially for homeless people. Forecasters say highs could reach 101 degrees on Friday, climb up to 103 on Saturday, and remain near 100 on Sunday. Experts warn extreme heat can quickly lead to dehydration and heat-related illnesses, particularly for those who without reliable access to water or shelter. As temperatures rise, organizations like the Homeless Alliance of Oklahoma City say they're preparing to assist more people by providing meals, showers, water, and other essential services during this heat wave. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered Arbuckle Wilderness Park in Davis to close down for 21 days after suspending its license for an alleged animal welfare violation. According to the USDA, inspectors found the park failed to properly monitor animal health, maintain safe facilities, and take adequate steps to protect animals from extreme weather, insects, and parasites. The agency also alleges the park failed to provide diets tailored to the animal's specific needs. During the suspension, the park cannot buy, sell, transport, or exhibit regulated animals. The park has the right to appeal the suspension within a 21-day period. Well, Liberty Fest continues in Edmond. It's a celebration of the nation's 250th birthday and the 100th celebration of historic Route 66. And the party continues throughout this weekend. Coming up, what you can expect for you and your family from Liberty Fest, plus how to get free driving lessons from your teens from local law enforcement. And your dad joke of the day, we still have a whole lot more to talk about this morning. It's 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Got some construction issues to be aware of. May and Northwest Expressway. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th. Eastbound I-44 at Klassen and on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up and drive careful.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals, in my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The biggest stage in world soccer is here, and every goal changes everything. FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single one. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. The U.S. look like they are truly poised for a dream run at this point. From the opening whistle to the final kick, let there be goals on FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com to get started now. 21 and over, select state. For Kansas, an affiliation with Kansas Star Casino. 18 and over, D.C., Kentucky, and Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET. In Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org/chat. In Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. In Massachusetts, visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-7867. And listen to Orange Slices, sponsored by FanDuel Predicts, wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence.
Fireworks. There's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Checking out the weather today, it's going to be a hot one. Hot and breezy with a mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today and a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, clear and windy. It'll be actually kind of nice out, 73 degrees. On Thursday, sunshine, clouds, high of about 96. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy, windy, very hot day, going up to 97 degrees on Friday. 77 degrees under sunny skies at 722. Well, thousands of people are expected to head to Liberty Fest in Edmond as the annual 4th of July celebration continues this week. The multi-day event draws features concerts, a rodeo. It's got car shows, a parade, fireworks. Organizers say Liberty Fest draws visitors from across the state and remains one of Oklahoma's largest and longest-running Independence Day celebrations. Clay Mayrose is the person who runs that whole parade, and that's a ton of work, isn't it, Clay?
Indeed it is. Doesn't seem to stop even after the event.
I wouldn't think so. You get about one day off and you start back up again getting ready for next year.
That is correct.
What can we expect? Walk me kind of through what we're going to be seeing during this parade.
It will start off with a motorcade from Edmond PD, and from there we go on to the dignitaries from the city and a lot of fire department, police department from all over northern Logan, or correction, northern Oklahoma County. We have Mrs. America, who is just brand new crown. We just found out about that yesterday.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. She's actually a former Miss Edmond.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of nifty.
Yeah. Can't.
Little star power?
I gotta like that. We have a veteran of the year, Buford Ford, who has been, I think he's in his 90s, has been a player in Liberty Fest and many other events in the Edmond area. Then a myriad of baton twirlers and decorated bikes and on to just companies that decorate their vehicles up for the parade. And we have 113 entries this year.
That's insane. And this thing has gotten so big, shameless self-promotion plug here, this thing has gotten so big that you've actually got two separate stations where people are going to be announcing who's coming through the parade. I'll be doing it early on in the parade. Lee Matthews will be doing it about partway through the parade. But that's a lot of people. How much has it grown in the past few years?
We guesstimate the crowds in about 35,000. COVID kind of took a dip, caused us to change the way we did things a little bit. So the crowds went away for that, but we're back up 35,000 people. And the downtown area of Edmond is not huge, so that makes it pretty well packed.
How about the participants? How much of an increase have we seen in that over the years?
Some have come and gone for various reasons. We've lost a few this year because of the weather, not necessarily the heat, but they are involved in some of the recovery from the storms few days ago.
That makes sense.
We have the same folks. We have a favorite that's coming back this year after a couple-year hiatus. That is Redbeard Plumbing. I won't spoil their display because it's unique and very humorous.
Nice.
Love Redbeard. And I spent time as a volunteer firefighter, so I always like the first responders part of it.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Now, this is a huge boom to businesses downtown, too, because nobody just comes for this thing, watches the parade, then takes off.
Correct. And I go downtown occasionally and apologize for messing businesses' lives up, and they're always going, no, bring more. We like the people down here.
We like the attention. It's going to be a hot one. We're seeing temperatures that could be reaching triple digits. As people are preparing to go to this parade this weekend, what are you warning them to do?
Hydrate. Bring canopies if you can. Just be prepared. It'll be 2 or 3 hours. Some folks camp out starting about 3 o'clock in the morning. I get downtown and I see them building. I get there about 3:30 in the morning.
You gotta get those prime seats, though.
You're right. But hydrate, bring fans if you can. Just be weather aware, as we are here in Oklahoma most of the time.
The sunblock, good idea?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So it's 77 degrees outside right now at 727. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. We're talking a bit about the parade that's going to be going on, the Liberty Fest parade going on this weekend in Edmond. So what time should I be arriving? Where is it? When is it? What's the best parking plan for me? Kind of walk me through all the secrets.
Well, the first thing I want to, this is new for this year. CityLink will be providing shuttles. You can get that information off of CityLink's website and the City of Edmond's website.
It's a smart idea.
Yes. The parade starts. We started at Arizona University at 8:45 to get it downtown where Lee Matthews will be at by 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually an hour, hour and a half. This is a little longer parade, so it may go a little bit longer. The line of march takes it back to the beginning, and so anywhere along University to Ayers to Broadway, down to 2nd Street, eastbound on 2nd to University, and then back north to Ayers where it disperses. Anywhere along there is good viewing, the more the merrier. If anybody wants to stop by at Arizona University and say hi to me, they can.
Is it too late to get signed up to march in the parade?
Yes, it is.
Darn it.
We have been getting emails like that since we closed it on June 1st, and every day there's an email saying, is it too late?
These are the people that put off their Christmas shopping until December 24th, too.
Guilty.
So, yep. The theme this year is from 1776 to Route 66, the freedom America rolls on. Obviously, it's not just a celebration of our 250th birthday as a nation, but also of our 100th anniversary of Route 66. So make sure you come out there and join it. Is there a website people can check out really quickly just to learn more about it?
LibertyFest.org has the event calendar, and everything that goes on with the event is listed with times and locations.
Clay, thanks so much for joining us, man. I appreciate you. We still have a whole lot more we want to talk about this morning. A plane crash in McLean County leaves 2 people dead. What investigators are revealing about that deadly crash? A local Arby's employee facing charges accused of spitting in a customer's food, and believe it or not, that's not the worst part of the story. We'll explain. And we got your dad joke of the day coming up. We definitely want to hear yours at 405-608-4377. It's a full show this morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. A major heat dome's impacting millions this week in the eastern half of the U.S. The Supreme Court will decide whether AR-15 and similar rifles are protected by the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court wrapped up its current term with several major decisions Tuesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson reacted to the decision of maintaining birthright citizenship by the court during a House GOP press conference.
I'm very disappointed in that outcome. I think it subjects the country to serious challenges going forward, and we'll have to deal with it as a Congress.
Dementia costs in the U.S. are expected to surpass $800 billion this year. The Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over again. Michael Byrne, an actor known for his work in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, among several other movies, has died at the age of 82. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A four-vehicle crash slowed traffic Tuesday morning in southwest Oklahoma City, with a collision near southwest 24th and Robinson involving several vehicles, including a food truck. A minivan and the food truck sustained heavy damage and were towed from the scene. Authorities say the crash did involve injuries, but the extent of those has not been released currently. The cause remains under investigation. An Oklahoma woman is sharing her story after a fireworks accident left her with severe injuries. Jessica Key says a Roman candle exploded in her hand while she was helping her daughter during a family fireworks display. As a result, she lost two fingers and suffered burns that required surgery, with more treatment lying ahead. She says she's thankful the accident happened to her and not her daughter, but hopes others will take fireworks safety seriously this holiday weekend. Meanwhile, OU health doctors are urging families to celebrate this weekend safely. Medical experts say fireworks, grills, pools, and lakes all contribute to a rise in holiday injuries. They stress the importance of close supervision around water and fireworks alike. Doctors say many holiday injuries can be prevented through simple safety precautions. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to Roofing Specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a breezy and hot day with a mix of sunshine and clouds, reaching a high of 96. Tonight will be occasionally breezy with mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring another breezy and very warm day with a blend of sun and clouds, also hitting a high of 96. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. 78 degrees under sunny skies. It's 7:36 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, my constipation recovery group is meeting tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't go.
I get it.
You know, constipation.
Can't go.
Yeah. Okay, let's check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A new U.S. Supreme Court ruling is strengthening Oklahoma's ban on transgender athletes competing in girls' and women's school sports. In a 6-3 decision, the court upheld laws in Idaho and West Virginia, ruling that states can restrict female sports teams based on biological sex. The decision bolsters Oklahoma's 2022 Save Women's Sports Act, signed by Governor Kevin Stitt. Supporters say the ruling protects fairness in women's athletics, while critics argue that it could lead to broader restrictions on transgender rights and spark additional legal battles over school policies. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into possible embezzlement involving longtime purchasing officer at the Oklahoma County Clerk's Office. County Clerk Marissa Treat says she requested the investigation after concerns arose about possible misconduct by the now former employee. Meeting agendas show that county leaders recently discovered what they describe as fraudulent and unauthorized charges on a county vendor account. County Amazon accounts have been frozen, although Commissioner Brian Mond says operations have not been affected because of alternate vendors being used. Commissioners and the Budget Board are expected to discuss the matter in executive session later on today. The OSBI says it opened the investigation on June 25th. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a man was shot during an apparent domestic dispute on Tuesday evening at Southwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded to the area of Reno Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard around 6 p.m. That's where they found the man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital with injuries that do not appear to be life-threatening. Police say a woman believed to be involved was taken into custody. The investigation continues. Two people are dead following separate incidents in northeast Oklahoma City. Police say a teenage boy and girl were walking along I-35 Service Road near Northeast 36th Street early Monday when they were struck by an SUV. The girl died at the scene. The boy was hospitalized. Investigators say the driver was stopped a short distance away after allegedly running a stop sign. The 28-year-old suspect was booked into the Oklahoma County Jail on complaints including second-degree murder, aggravated DUI, and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. In a separate incident, a man was killed while attempting to cross northbound Broadway Avenue Extension when he was struck by multiple vehicles. A Broken Arrow woman has died after falling from a moving vehicle in Alabama. Gulf Shores police say 39-year-old Jacqueline Chapman was found seriously injured along Gulf Shores Parkway early June 25th. Investigators say Chapman was a passenger in a moving vehicle when she fell out. She later died at the hospital. Police say the investigation remains ongoing. Emergency crews rescued an elderly man on Tuesday morning after floodwaters swept his pickup truck from a county road near Perry. Fire officials say the man, believed to be in his 80s, was found standing on top of his truck in the middle of a pond after being swept away on County Road 80. Crews from Perry and Stillwater used rope rescue system to bring him safely to shore. No injuries were reported. Officials are reminding drivers to turn around, don't drown. A Broken Bow woman is facing a felony charge and civil lawsuit after prosecutors say she spit in a customer's food. 38-year-old Amanda Hendricks is charged with poisoning food with intent to injure and is being held on $25,000 bond. Investigators say surveillance video appears to show Hendricks spitting into a roast beef sandwich at a local restaurant. Customer Jenica Church later filed a lawsuit claiming that she contracted oral herpes after eating the sandwich. The allegations have not yet been proven in court. An Edmond man accused of using Snapchat to target underage girls in multiple states is now facing 70 felony charges. Prosecutors say Tegan LeBlanc posed as a teenager online and pressured girls to send sexually explicit images and videos. The latest charges involve alleged victims in South Dakota and Pennsylvania. A federal jury has convicted an Oklahoma couple accused of sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl and then fleeing the state to avoid prosecution. Larry and Gretchen Tennyson were found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in Indian Country. Prosecutors say the couple gave the victim alcohol and sexually abused her in 2019. Authorities say they later fled Oklahoma and lived in Montana under assumed names before being arrested more than 5 years later. An Oklahoma City Police canine and its handler were suffered minor injuries after a suspect in a stolen box truck led officers on a chase Monday. Police say the driver initially stopped near Southwest 15th and South Santa Fe before speeding off. Investigators say the canine had latched onto the suspect, dragging both the dog and handler for several blocks. The chase ended near railroad tracks where the suspect was taken into custody. Charges are now pending. One of dozens of new Oklahoma laws taking effect today is the Marissa Murrow Act, changing who can serve alcohol at weddings and other event venues. Named after University of Central Oklahoma student killed in a wrong-way drunk driving crash in 2020, the law requires event bartenders to obtain a special license through the Oklahoma Able Commission and complete in-person training. Supporters say the measure will increase accountability and help to prevent alcohol over service. 78 degrees at 7:41. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. The Enola City Council has approved a 60-day moratorium on new construction in the city's heavy industrial district, temporarily pausing the proposed $4 billion Emirates Global Aluminum Smelter. The vote followed more than 5 hours of public comment. Supporters say the project would create jobs and boost the local economy, while opponents cite environmental concerns and potential impacts on farmland. Governor Kevin Stitt supports the project, while Attorney General Gettner Drummond is challenging it in court. Two people are dead after a small plane crashed near Goldsby in McLean County. The single-engine aircraft went down on Monday morning in a wooded area near a private airstrip. Local officials say two adult men were killed. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating and is asking anyone who witnessed the crash to contact investigators. The Citizen Board, overseeing the Oklahoma County new jail project, is demanding more transparency as construction continues. Board members say they were not promptly informed about contaminated soil discovered at the site on East Grand Boulevard. County officials say about $500,000 was spent removing the polluted soil, and efforts are underway to recover some of those costs. County leaders still face a funding gap of roughly $625 million to complete that project. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across Oklahoma through the 4th of July weekend. Highs are forecast to the top 100 degrees beginning on Friday. Experts warn the extreme heat could be especially dangerous for people without access to shelter, air conditioning, or water. Organizations such as the Homeless Alliance say they're preparing to provide additional assistance during the heat wave. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered Arbuckle Wilderness Park in Davis to close for 21 days after suspending its license over alleged animal welfare violations. Federal inspectors say the park failed to properly monitor animal health, maintain safe facilities, and adequately protect animals from extreme weather and pests. The park cannot buy, sell, transport, or exhibit regulated animals during the suspension, but does have the right to appeal. Well, there are two undeniable facts that all parents understand. Teens get really bored in the summertime, and they're pretty lousy drivers. So what if you could kill two birds with one stone? End that boredom with an exciting hands-on driver's class taught by local deputies on a closed track. And to make it even better, make it free. Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office will be joining us live to talk about this new program and how you can get your kids signed up. It's 78 degrees, still a lot of sunshine out there this morning, 7:44 in the morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Got some construction issues to be aware of. May and Northwest Expressway. Bridge work, I-44 at Southwest 74th. Eastbound I-44 at Klassen and on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up and drive careful.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at Freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The NBC did a poll. I think there's a 5-point gap. The Democrats are more favorable by just 5 points than Republicans compared to 2018, the last midterm that Trump had, where I think it was almost double digits going into the election.
Even though Democrats should be doing well, their own extremism, their own embrace of a radical fringe is keeping normal voters away from them.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Hey, that's me. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Going to be a hot few days. Today it's going to be hot, breezy, mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day. Today we'll see a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, windy, low of 73. Should be a nice evening. On Thursday, mix of clouds and sunshine, high of 96. On Friday, mostly cloudy, windy, and hot, high going up to 97 degrees. 78 degrees already under sunny skies at 748. Summer boredom and teen drivers can be a pretty tough combination for parents. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is offering a new hands-on driving program designed to teach teens important skills in a safe, controlled environment. Best of all, it's completely free. Master Sergeant Eric Kirby is joining us live right now to explain just how that program works and how parents can get their teens signed up. Morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. This is kind of a neat thing. Y'all did this once before. The turnout was fantastic. You learned a bunch from it. Kind of walk through exactly what it is that teens are going to be learning and how this is set up.
Basically, what we're doing is we're bringing 20 teens out using their own vehicles and put in a certified LED instructor, which is a CLEAT certified instructor that teaches other police officers how to drive. And we're taking them and using their own cars and showing them the techniques that we use, the shuffle steering, the backup, the lollipops we do. We put them in the scenarios that we go through, but not at the same speeds, at a slower speed, but we're teaching them how to use their mirrors, how to use their hands, teaching the proper placement, where to sit in their car. We're just basically shown some more advanced skills on things they do daily already.
This isn't a beginner's class. This isn't a 101 class.
No, not at all. This isn't basically an advanced teen driving course. This is designed for teens that have already been on the road driving, been out there for a while, you know, just to help re-engage them on how to drive on the roads. It's taken basically a driver's ed class plus a law enforcement LED class and combining them together and giving them more of an advanced training than they've had before.
I remember my high school driving teacher, Mr. Rice. Mr. Rice was about 126 years old. He had these Coke bottle glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He always wore a bow tie and just emphasized the importance of driving about 25 miles per hour below the speed limit, hands at 10 and 2, seatbelt always on, drive with your blinker constantly, whether you're using it or not. This is not Mr. Rice's class.
No, it is not. Same thing. When I was in high school, I remember my driver's ed teacher was our football coach. So half the class was learning driving. The other half was like, oh, we did this in the football field. So no, this is nothing like that. We bring them out there. They spend an entire day with these instructors. Yes, granted, the first hour and a half is boring because it's always the PowerPoint because the kids are so excited to get on the track.
Death by PowerPoint.
Yes, exactly. We all hate it. And it's just, but as soon as we get them outside and get them in their cars, we're showing them where to check their fluids, how to check the gauges, where on the door it says that. We're showing them about their vehicle, and they start getting that hands-on. And by the end of the day, you see the confidence in their eyes. When they first get there, they're shaking because they're so nervous. They don't know what to think. But then by the end of the day, they're high-fiving each other. I've seen comments where they're like, Mom, I can't wait to show you what I've learned today. Let's go to the parking lot so I can show you what it, just the confidence it builds in them makes me excited. And makes me look forward to the next ones that are coming up.
Most of you know this. When I'm not playing radio show host, I work for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I'm a deputy. I'm also the public information officer for the Sheriff's Office. So I've driven that track quite a bit over the years. It's a fun track, man. It's designed to replicate pretty much any scenario that you would have in a pursuit, whether you're pursuing in a tiny neighborhood or whether you're pursuing on a highway. It's designed to replicate that and help you as a law enforcement officer. And we teach not just Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies. We teach agencies from all across the state at that track. It's designed to teach them important skills you're not going to learn anyplace else. These kids are learning the exact same skills.
Yes, exactly. And it's fun because we're showing them how when we were taught in driver's ed, 10 and 2 to put your hands. Well, no, that's not where we go. No, we're down lower.
You ain't going to do that.
Exactly. We're teaching these kids how to use their mirrors. Yes, the cars that are coming out today get the backup cameras and stuff like that, but what if it stops working? You know, you can't, oh my God, I don't have my camera. I can't back up now. We're showing them how these techniques that we can use with our hands and where we position our body and using our mirrors can still get you where you need to go. That we don't have to provide and rely on technology to show us how to do things. This is how we learned. Because you remember when we were kids taking our driver's license, there was no such thing as backup cameras and all this stuff. It was you use your mirrors, but we were also driving tanks for cars.
Well, to be fair, when you were a kid, you learned on a covered wagon with just ox up the yoke and go.
Pretty much, yeah. You're going to make sure the horses are fed.
Yeah, exactly.
But technology in cars nowadays, it's even for our senior citizens, it's getting complicated to drive. So basically, we're getting them back to the basics and showing them an advanced way of driving these cars to get out, to come to complete stops at stop signs, to avoid things in the road so we're not having these accidents. With these kids, we're teaching them that, you know, put these phone down. These distractions can get you, that these cars do not discriminate. They will take your life. They don't care who you are. So be more prepared. And these instructors are putting their hearts into it. They're out there teaching these kids, and the kids are loving it. It's turned out to be a very valuable and great program that all of us are enjoying to do.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office talking about a free teen driving class that the Sheriff's Office is offering free of charge to teenagers. Again, this is not for brand new drivers. This is for teens with some experience, not necessarily a ton of experience. If you want to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. Now, you mentioned different techniques like shuffle steering, for example. Kind of walk me through that. What does that mean?
Well, basically, what we're doing is we're teaching you to use your hands and just barely move the steering wheel. You're not, well, you know, we're used to crossing, oh, we got to turn real quick, crossing our hands over each other. We're teaching them not to do that. We're showing them how to, if you slide your hand up the steering wheel and pull it down, can still turn and you're not using as much effort. And if something happens, you're not crossing your hands over. That's one of the things we see when we get these kids in these cars and they start, we have them drive the course first. We see that, and we're trying to break those bad habits of, oh, crossing your hands over, putting your hands in the wrong spot. So we're showing them that. But at the same time, when we're teaching them the backing skills, which is a problem for everybody.
Sure.
Even in law enforcement, that's one of our biggest issues is backing things in. We have them back through the cones. It's in just the evasive braking. That one's the funnest one, getting to watch the kids, because it gets us as law enforcement at the same time. When you're driving up to these cones and you're waiting for that instructor to say left or right and you're anticipating it, and then he goes right and you turn left.
Yep.
The kids do the same thing, sitting out there, and it's hilarious because I hear the kids scream, oh, you said right, as they're driving past me. And I know that was me 2 months ago doing it with my own training. I'm like, oh, you said right.
The course that we've got, it's got a few hairpin turns on it. Mm-hmm. And we teach kids how to hit those turns at pretty good speeds, and a steering technique that forces the tires to move more than they ordinarily would and increases the amount of friction on the ground. Walk me through that as a basic technique.
Well, what we're doing is we're teaching them, we're setting these cones, you got those tight corners. You know, they're going to have that in city streets. So what we're doing is we're teaching them how to line their car up, the point. We show them, okay, this is the front of your car right at the point. You want to line this up at that cone, and then you guide it, and as soon as the cone disappears, you start to turn. Well, these kids don't realize that you're using objects to help your car. So we're saying, okay, you see the tree up there? Aim the front of your car towards that tree. Okay, now you see it disappeared. This is where you'll cut it and turn. And at the same time, we can get them out of the car and show them, like, look, this is where we're talking about lining up. This is the front. This is the cone. Say you're on a street. You see a flagpole. You want to line up. Use objects to line your car up, to have the car work with you instead of against you.
You kind of touched on this, too, but I think this is important to mention. You are also going to be teaching the kids the basics of how to maintain their vehicles. Here's how you check the oil. Here's what you do if your brake's making this sound or if your brakes are making this smell. Here's how you check your coolant. Here's when you check your coolant, not when the engine's hot, for example. Kind of walk me through some of those things that kids just, you're not born knowing this stuff.
No, exactly. Well, right off the bat, first thing when we get them out, before we put them on the track, we take them to the cars, we pop the hoods, we give them a tire tread checker, a tire pressure checker to take with them. We show them how to take the caps off, check the tire pressure. We show them on the tire where it says the tire pressure and on the door where the car recommends. Then we open up the hood and we show them, okay, this is where your oil is, your antifreeze, your brake fluid, your power steering, the dipsticks. We show
battery.
Them all that. Yeah, the battery, how to check it if it's a sealed battery. Then we show them under the hood where it says the engine size, what it is. We're showing them basically everything about the car, where they know where to check it. And then we have them check their tires and check the fluid to show us that they can do it. Like, okay, look at the tread on this. See the tread on how it's. So we're showing them, but we're not doing them in our cars. We're doing them with their own cars. They're getting to learn this with the vehicles that they drive every day. And it's great. A lot of these kids, some of them, we've had a couple of these kids come out that I'm like, oh, I want to adopt you. You know how to drive. I'm just the way you drive. Because they
had a girl last time around.
Yes.
She was a beast.
She showed up in a 2025 Dodge Challenger 392, and we're all looking at it, and she's like, oh, this is my mom's car. I'm like, your mom let you drive this? I'm like, where's your car? And she's, oh, it's in the shop. I'm like, oh, what do you have? And she had a souped up 5.0 Mustang that was getting turboed. So yes, I mean, it's
you a little Mario Andretti.
Yes.
Just quickly, walk me through, if parents are interested, how do we sign up? Where do we go?
Okay. If you go to the Oklahoma County Sheriff's website, we got a post on there. There's a QR code. You scan that QR code, download the forms, fill them out, get the ones that need to be notarized, and then send them back to the email, and you'll get a confirmation email back with further instructions.
And when is the date?
July 24th, Friday.
So better hurry up. Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, thanks so much for joining us. If you've got kids, this is a great program. Come on down, have them check it out. It's going to be a really good time. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.